I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. President Bush officially delivered his 2005 federal budget proposal to Congress today. Homeland Security and defense get increases. More than 60 other government programs face significant cuts. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, details, please, on this budget proposal. What's in there?
Well, the overall budget figure is $2.4 trillion. That's with a TR. And that's a 3.5% increase over the 2004 budget year. And it's counting on a more than 13% increase in tax revenues. The economy's getting better, so they're assuming that more money is going to be flowing into the Treasury. And the president urged Congress this morning to pass this budget and soon.
We propose that Congress disposes, and so we look forward to working with the appropriators to meet our priorities and to reduce the deficit in half. We're confident we can do so.
Now, the deficit he mentioned, this proposal predicts a $364 billion deficit for 2005. That's actually down from this year's $521 billion prediction. And the president has said that he plans to cut the deficit in half over the next 5 years.
So where is most of the spending going here?
Well, Homeland Security is the biggest beneficiary of White House largesse under this budget proposal. It would get a 10% boost in spending, a good chunk of that actually going to the FBI for counterterrorism efforts. The Defense Department gets a 7% bump under this plan. And that doesn't include, actually, whatever it's going to cost this year to keep troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. They'll be submitting a supplemental budget request for those line items. Couple other examples. NASA gets a 6% raise, and the National Endowment for the Arts gets an $18 million increase under this budget.
And what about the agencies? There must be other specific numbers for agencies that are going to be seeing less money.
Oh, yes. Well, first of all, the president says he wants to hold any increases in domestic spending, that is outside Homeland Security and Defense, to 0.5%. Several cabinet departments are being asked for actual budget cuts. Agriculture, Commerce, Justice, the Treasury Department, the Small Business Administration, and the EPA, all in for cuts in this budget.
And how about other highlights?
Well, the White House is also pushing again to open up the Alaska National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR, to oil drilling, even though the Senate has voted that idea down several times recently. It's proposing about $440 million more dollars for keeping the nation's food supply safe, including more money to test cattle for mad cow disease. And the military part of the budget doubles spending on modernizing the Army. And today in Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking at what's not even in the budget that's still going to cost us money this year.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlin of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.